I don't know. I might just, I'm going to give you a little word to go home with because you need it. A little word goes a long way. It's a big word. The Bible said in Luke, the first chapter, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel, ever heard of Gabriel? He's one of the big two good, bad angel teams up in heaven. Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel came unto her and said, "Hail, you're highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women." You're highly favored. The Lord's with you and you're greatly blessed. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, "You would be too." And cast in her mind, questioned in her mind what matter of salutation this should be. And this was God's word to Mary, and it's God's word to everyone that will receive it today. The angel said unto her, "Fear not, Mary, for you found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord shall give unto him the throne of his father David," about three more scriptures. "And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end." Many kings in this world today, but there's only one king, and it's our Lord and Savior. Then said Mary unto the angel, "How shall this be?" There's not a person in this room today that doesn't ask this about something in your life, myself included. How shall this be? How shall it be? And the angel answered and said, "The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. And that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God." And going down to two other verses, and I cease my reading for a moment here. "For with God," verse 37, "for with God nothing shall be impossible." And Mary said, "Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word." And the angel departed from her. I've shared it with three or four staff just on different occasions before Wednesday night. I said, just think that Jesus could not have been born except for the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost was able to take Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, and do that transition from heaven to the womb of Mary. And the birth was supernatural. And we could go that direction, but I don't have time to pursue that. Here's some things in general that come to us. In fact, I'm calling it hope in troubled times. These depict, somebody said, what's going on? It's the end time. Well, when is the end time? It's one day closer than it was before. And in the end, the Bible tells us there'll be violence, there'll be lying, there'll be unfaithfulness, more deficiencies in character. I mean, I don't believe 99% of what I hear through any media. Don't believe 99% of it because we know the art of fabricated lying. But let me tell you, there's a book that got it right the first time because it was written by a God who is right, and that's called the Holy Bible. And you can read this Bible with good authority that God said what he meant, and he meant what he said. I had a friend, he's gone to be with the Lord. He was a postmaster, went into the ministry. He said every day, every week, they were having to take paper out of the manual from the postmaster and put something in. It was changing daily. Let me tell you, God got it right the first time, and he's not in the business of taking pages out of his book and putting pages in. Thank God. Thank God. Heaven and earth may pass away, but God's word will never, 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 never pass away. Never pass away. Let me just, some summaries here. Write this down. The darker the night, the brighter the light. During World War II, of course, now you could see our lighthouse television through electronics now. But there was a time when we covered our windows during World War II. I remember my parents doing that because even a candle could be seen. A little light would go a long way. Let me tell you, the world is dark, But the darker the night, the brighter the light. High taxes, babies being... I don't know why we get so excited about this and we don't get excited about abortion. That's cruel. No, it's not cruel, Pastor. Why do we get so bummed out? That's bad. That's real bad, especially if you lost. But 50 million babies a year, we're still brain dead. But that's not my message, but I threw it in there for good. Don't forget, it's not right. I don't care what you say. The darker the night, the brighter the light. So I would say to you in your life, the darker the night seems to be around you, the brighter the light. Hallelujah. You say things look dark. Shake your head. Blink your eyes, honey. The darker the night, the brighter the light. Secondly, out of the story, the real Christmas story, when nothing seems to be happening, get ready for a miracle. When nothing seems to be happening, get ready for a miracle. Yeah, I know tornadoes are devastating, but before the tornado struck downtown, it was eerie still. Nothing really was happening. I could look out those windows all the time from my west office and see leaves blowing and rain and snow and sleet whenever that would come. But before the tornado came, we were sitting there looking out the window at one point. Just minutes later, we were behind a door and the building was rendered inoperable. I want to say this one more time. When nothing seems to be happening, get ready for a miracle. Nothing. Miracle. Oppression, high taxes, Herod's crazy. You know, when the wise men came, I'll tell you why he was so disturbed, because he knew that something was up. The wise men, they were attributed to be the wisest men of the world. There weren't just three. They traveled with an entourage. And when he looked up and saw three wise men, the king makers of his day and time, and they're looking for a king. We got some serious problems here that could erupt. Well, he said, that being the case, you find him and I want to come worship him. Oh, hallelujah. Get ready. When nothing seems to be happening, get ready for a miracle. Hallelujah. The third thing that comes out of this powerful Christmas story, I'm just giving you some general points here. I could give you verse, scripture and verse for each one of the statements that I'm making. Faith in God's word and promises can change anything or anyone. I want to say that again. Faith in God's word and promises can change anything or anyone. Luke 1:45. Blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. What has God really told you? What has God said? If God said it and you believe it, it shall come to pass. So I was encouraging people this morning, not just for my hand to be laid upon them, but for their faith to join with me. I receive my healing. Faith in God's word, faith in God's promises can change anything or anyone. God's calling us to get back on that word, stronger than before. Benny Hinn said the other night that God has dealt with him recently. He said, go back to your original beginnings. Go back to where you started. And that's a good word for all of us. I mean, when you got saved, nothing could keep you out of church. Nothing could keep you from reading the word of God. You'd go tell it on the mountains if you had to. I'm talking realistically. You were a fanatic. You know what a fanatic is? Someone who loves Jesus more than you do. God's calling us back to fanaticism. Except it's not fanaticism. It's normal, real Christian living. Living it, telling it, sharing it. leading people to Jesus. But there's another truth that comes out of this, and I'm going to have to come back and preach it in the right way. Keep on giving Jesus your best. You know, we read this Christmas story so flippant, not flippantly, but we read it so casually. Three wise men, they were the lead wise men. They were from Persia. They were the wise, attributed to being the wisest men in the world. A lot of people hear the Magi, they don't really understand everything that's behind them. And when these guys traveled, they probably took about 1,000 people with them. And they always traveled with a lot of silver and gold and whatever else was precious. And to Mary and Joseph, did you ever figure out how they were able to travel around in their donkey RV, go down to Egypt? He's a carpenter, but he's out of his own country. They brought him enough and left him enough beast of burden, gold, frankincense, myrrh, and probably loaned some wise men's security guards to be with them. You say, prove it. You can't prove otherwise. There's a lot of silent things in the Bible. But let me dream, would you? Let me dream. When those wise men came to Jesus, it's interesting. They were attributed to being the smartest people in the world. Now the smartest people in the world attend universities, and they know more than God, and the Bible's not real. Let me tell you, the smartest people in America are those that believe that God said what he meant what he said, that believe the word of God. Let every man be a liar if it comes down to it. Hold to the word of God. Keep on giving God your best. You say, all churches want is your money. That's all the Rangers want. That's all the Cowboys want. That's all the Mavericks want. That's all Shell wants. Strange people, they won't even let you put gas in your car without cash or a credit card. That's all Mobil wants. That's. Do you follow me? The world works that way. And I tell you, it's time that we keep our faith on the line that money and finances and gold and frankincense and myrrh and silver and precious metals come back into the hands of God's people. In the world, since the word, I'm wealthy because I have food to eat and a place to live. But let me tell you something. I wished I was very wealthy so I could support a church like this. And we could have a lot more fun than we do have. We could see more people saved, and we could see God do more. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for believing in the dream. Thank you for believing in the mission. Keep on giving God your best. Who are you going to give your best? I see so many cowboy jerseys. I see so many Ranger jerseys. I'm not against sports, but I'm just saying, how many born-again Jesus jerseys do you see? How many t-shirts do you see? We've got it on our bumpers. We got it in our front yards. We've got it. Oh, thou shalt call his name Jesus. Because the only answer to Connecticut or Texas or anywhere else is the salvation of God through the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't know what that young man's problems were, but I'll guarantee you if Jesus was Lord of his life, that would not have happened. Even his own mother, children. What? I'm not dwelling on that, but I'm, you know, people say, oh, what's the answer? I'm giving you the answer this morning. His name is Jesus. There is no other answer. You don't have enough psychiatrists. You don't have enough brilliant people. You don't have enough college professors. You don't have enough doctors to straighten this out. Only Jesus, only Jesus can change our world. The religion of Jesus is not hate and murder. The religion of Jesus, I don't like that word religion, but really the religion of Jesus is love and help. I guess I might give you another one here while I'm at it. Are you getting something out of the Word of God? The dark of the night, the bright of the light, when nothing seems to be happening, get ready for a miracle. Faith in God's Word and promises can change anything or anyone. Keep on giving Jesus your best. You'll never be sorry. You'll never be sorry. My, my. Don't forget to use your secret weapon, the Holy Ghost. We've only been there, I believe, once. I don't know if we did we go to Safed twice? I think only once. And that's kind of a special journey on our Israel tour. It's a city kind of up on a hill. It's kind of a strange city. They're kind of isolated. And so during those savage wars just a few short years ago, they were surrounded on all sides. And they were not military type of people. And the forces were getting ready to move in for the final kill. They did have radio contact with outside Israeli army sources. I mean, Safed, it's like a city on a hill. It is a city on a hill. And they were helpless. They were hopeless. I mean, it was all over. They were getting ready to come in and crush that city. And they sent the message out by radio. And the message came back from an Israeli commander. It's time to use the secret weapon. The enemy also heard that transmission and thought they had the big bomb. And when they heard that, they folded their little tent and went back into the sunset. And the city was spared, and the armies were able to come and help rescue them. They were helpless, they were hopeless. But just the word, remember, the secret weapon. Let me tell you something. The power of the Holy Ghost is your secret weapon. It's not by might nor by power, but it's by my spirit, saith the Lord. After attending Jesus Bible School, Bible College, University, whatever you want to call it, discipleship, after 3 years plus of attending school with Jesus, they still ran and hid and were cowards at Calvary. But oh, thank God there came a day called the Day of Pentecost. Hallelujah. I said there came a day like the Day of Pentecost. And there came a sound like a sound of mighty wind. And when the Day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven. Does this sound make you nervous in this room today? It's a healing sound. It's a saving sound. It's a delivering sound. And you're going to see more situations dealt with. Thank you for coming forward and dealing, because there's more situations that need to be dealt with. Amen. It's not an odd thing. Satan has captivated too many lives, but he has given us power over all the power of the enemy. Remember the secret weapon, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the power of God. It shook Jerusalem. It brought 3,000 converts in. Later on, 5,000, and they turned the world upside down or right side, whatever. Suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. It filled all the house where they were sitting, and there appeared on them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Amen. Amen. Praise be unto God. That's not the only occurrence of tongues in the Word of God. You'll find it all the way through. Praise be unto God. Folks, we're facing something in our world today that guns and bombs and bullets and Lockheed aircraft and secret weapons of destruction cannot help. You can't handle a terrorist. Only God can handle a terrorist. You don't know where they are. You don't know what they're up to. You don't know what they're hauling in their briefcase. But church, we're not those that live by fear. We live by faith. Every day is a faith day. Every day is a faith day. I said every day is a faith day. Every Sunday is a faith day. We need to turn that switch of faith on. And it's not by might nor by power, but it's by my spirit, saith the Lord. Stand to your feet if you will. And I want you to lift your hands and thank God for 197. Now wait a minute. You say, now listen to me. You say, what does that say? Let me tell you what it says. Can you guarantee? I can guarantee one thing. I can guarantee it. I'll stake my life on it. That means that 197 people who sincerely prayed that prayer are now going to heaven and not going to hell. And the devil just became homeless again. Hey, hallelujah. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. God bless you, volunteers. God bless you, knocking doors. God bless you, bus drivers. God bless the efforts of everyone. This is a team effort. It's a team effort. I didn't finish my message. I just threw a few thoughts out there. Remember the power of the Holy Ghost. You've gone as far as you can go. Just say, I trust in the Holy Spirit of God. You know, when God's taken care of you for 48 years, 48 and a half years, I could, but it's hard for me to doubt that God will bring me out. Never doubt that God will bring you out. Are you listening to me? Hallelujah. Not by your might, my might, not by your power, my power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. I think we need to give God a shout of victory on this Christmas Sunday.